Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have with me, as I promised you yesterday, it is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. But with me to help us have a bunch and a gob of fun is Sheriff Richard Mack. He's not been with us for a while. Sheriff, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. Pretty good.
Well, this is a good ride when we have Free for All Friday. I hope my listeners are listening today, because they usually have a lot of them call in, and we'll talk about just about anything. But what's on your mind today? Of course, we had the tragedy last night, and our prayers go out to those folks. And another gun-free zone, another attack on innocent Americans. And, you know, it just rips my heart out when I see those each day.
Well, it does mine too, and it just makes you wonder how long we're going to tolerate this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, yes, let's get rid of all the guns, because that's impossible. First of all, any liberal or anyone else who says we need to get rid of the guns, that will never happen in the United States of America, and not because of the Second Amendment. It's because there's already 350 million guns in this country, with over 80 million gun owners, and any attempt by government to take those guns will be futile. It will not work. People won't do it, and local governments won't cooperate as well. It's futile. So, first of all, that's not the answer. So you have to look at the other one, and that is a well-armed society. And that's what it was meant to be, according to the Founding Fathers in the first place. And that not just criminals, but criminals in government would always respect the authority of the people of America, and also their ability to defend themselves. And we have dumbed down so many people in America to believe that if you give up your guns, you're going to make all of society safer. And that is just a propaganda scheme that Hitler would be proud of. You know, let's not make any bones about this. Hitler was a gun control fanatic, mm-hmm. and he proved that gun control works.
Oh, yes. They were able to control his people very well, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, and you know, it's there's only one reason. There's only one reason for a government to want to disarm its citizens. It's not about safety at all.
No. It's control.
Absolutely.
It's control. And George Mason, one of my favorite quotes, and it's in a couple of my books, he said that the best and most effectual way to enslave the people is to disarm them. And then people wonder why we get upset when our government acts like, oh yeah, we can disarm you anytime we want. There's no Second Amendment. There's no provision there. We can do whatever we want, and we will enslave you as much as we want.
And you don't need that gun for hunting. That's not what you need. We have a caller. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just a real quick question for the sheriff. What is his opinion of what Obama has announced that he's going to do with Social Security and veterans?
Is it just veterans, or is it anybody on Social Security?
That's ultimately where it will lead.
It's anybody, I think, but vets have, they've been targeting the vets for a while, and I think it's because they know how to use their guns. They've been trained.
Well, I find it astonishing that right now we have this talk about vets, and that John McCain has been some defender of the vets, which he has never been.
Yeah.
You know, in word, yes. But this whole thing about Obama doing this backdoor approach to gun control, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise you. He'll do it any way he can. And we need local officials. This is, again, my solution. Governors and sheriffs and local officials have got to stop this, or it's going to continue.
Well, you know, it won't come through Congress anytime soon, but I think he's honestly going to go the route of the UN to try and ban us. So it's just a question of, if it's not him, the next liberal president will be taking action against this. So what do we do?
Well, Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was working on the small arms treaty with the UN, and you're absolutely correct. It will continue. And I find Hillary Clinton even scarier than Barack Obama.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. So appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, I think, too, that even if they go through the UN, they're going to have trouble getting the guns out of the American people's hands.
But, what are they going to do? Go in and search every home? But, again, the reason that they want to register guns is so that they can easily find them when they want.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Well, our heart does go out to those in Louisiana, and we are praying for them and
absolutely
for that community. And they are rallying together. It's just heartwarming when you see that happen. And what happened in Charleston. That is what America. I mean, the tragedy isn't what America is, but how they reacted to it. There wasn't rioting in the streets. There wasn't killing and looting. There were prayer vigils, and there was hugging. And, of course, that didn't suit the left, so they had to start attacking the flag, the Confederate flag that stands for states' rights. And I know that it means different things to different people, but it was wrong, in my opinion, to remove it. And, I think it was because they had to pick a fight about something, because those folks were rallying together and praying and hugging and that was heartwarming.
That idiot kid that did the shootings there in Charleston.
Absolutely, yeah.
It showed him with two different things. It showed him waving a flag, mm-hmm. a Confederate flag, okay? But it also showed him with a Gold's Gym T-shirt on. Why aren't we going after Gold's Gym? Why aren't we banning Gold's Gym?
Well,
it obviously had a horrible influence on him.
Certainly.
And I used to be a member of Gold's Gym, and I think they're great. But now I'm going to rethink that, and I think they should sell their business, and I think they should change their name, and I think everyone should be protesting Gold's Gym, because it would make as much sense as going after the flag that he was waving. But if you look back at the picture that they were using to discredit him and to discredit the flag, the Confederate flag, you'll see that he was wearing a Gold's Gym T-shirt.
And isn't he a victim of the war on drugs? Because, I mean, obviously the war on drugs isn't working, and that was a good part of his problem. It's not that he had the Confederate flag. It's that the kid was messed up all around the place. I mean, he was taking drugs. He was in with the wrong group of people, and he just wasn't thinking straight. Unfortunately, we have those people in this world, and they need help. But the help that they need is not to disarm everyone else and not to pick on someone else or to remove the history of this nation, good or bad or in between. It's history, and we need to hang on to where we have come from, or we're going to forget where we're supposed to be going, which I think we have anyway.
Well, we have, and I think it was Benjamin Franklin said, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat its mistakes, and I think that's really where we're at. I fear so much for America's future right now.
And you and I are alike in that respect, because we both have our children and our grandchildren and the future of great-grandchildren and on and on and on. And, I'm concerned about how they're going to have to live their lives. We're going into a break. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. And I have a guest today. And I told him, I said, this is a great time. It's a lot of fun. Free for all Friday, because I let the callers, for the most part, they get to say whatever they want. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Richard Mack and Beth Ann will be right back.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937.
Returns. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. And I have a free for all guest. I have Sheriff Richard Mack with me. And Sheriff, we have Jeffrey from New York. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
How are you, Sheriff Mack? I long admired you and what you're doing for the patriotic cause. As you know, I'm connected with the American Free Press and several other patriotic organizations around the country. And I can tell you that the consensus of many people right now, many intelligent people, is we've had another shooting incident. Now, what should we do here? What's the intelligent thing to do? To run as a country, to run around and tear down Confederate flags? No way. First of all, we should find where the robot factory is. Somewhere or some places, there are a robot factory or a robot factory that's robotically taking over these people. Somebody is manufacturing these people. Someone in the psychiatric community, someone in the academic community, somewhere there is an active organization or active operation that's producing these people, because they're going off like a string of firecrackers. Look, you know, someone is orchestrating this. Don't you think somewhere along the line, before there are not a zillion more victims, and more and chip after chip after chip is taken away of our constitution, our precious, irreplaceable constitutional rights. Because once they're gone, forget about getting them back.
Yeah, we're having trouble with that already.
More and more and more. Someone says, hey, wait a minute, who's doing this? Who's orchestrating this? Where in God's name is this robot factory that's programming these people to go out and do this?
Okay, let us address that. Let us address that. I don't know that they have a robot factory because mankind seems to be pretty easily swayed and manipulated. And those that are already unstable, we've made it easy for them with these gun-free zones. What's your opinion, Sheriff?
Well, I don't totally disagree with what the caller's saying. I remember about 10 years ago, I was at a national meeting, and I said, I just find myself looking at all these shootings, and there's more now, obviously, than there were 10 years ago, but there was, you know, Oregon and Columbine and a few others during that time. And I said, they're just going to keep killing our children until we all voluntarily give up our guns.
That's right.
And that seemed to be the message, and that seemed to be what was going on. And I don't have proof of any robot factory or the Manchurian candidate kind of MK Ultra mind control.
Right.
I have people who have said that they know that that works, that they know it's been used, and the military's been using it for years. But I don't have proof of that, and I've never seen it. And you know, I could, I guess, just trust other people who tell me that. But the thing of it is that the suspicious activities that surround the shooting at Sandy Hook and others, you would just have to spend a lot of time focusing on such an investigation, and I don't have the time. And in fact, I've started another job, as I told you earlier when we were talking. I've started a new job because I can't afford anymore to stay in the freedom movement full time.
Right.
And I would just say that as a plain and simple fact. And I do say that with gratitude. For the last 6 years, I've been able to make a living full time in the freedom movement. I do not have a retirement. I do not have any other source of income except my book sales and my speaking engagements. That's it. Well, I guess people have gotten tired of hearing from me. I don't know. But I know people aren't tired of reading my book because my latest book hasn't hardly sold anything. So, you know, I would love to be able to spend full time on this and continue this and to help with such investigations or find somebody who could, but I can't do it. And I don't know if I even should be the person to do it. And I work full-time with sheriffs. I just got off with Liberty Roundtable with Sheriff Jim Tracy out of Utah. And we were talking about Jade Helm and the subterfuge that is being used there, or the secrecy and clandestine attitude that the government is taking, and sheriffs are not being informed as to what this is. And that's a big concern. And we have so many concerns in our country today. But let me tell you this. I really like, and maybe this is part of the Free for All Friday type thing, I really like that the only person really focusing on the border situation is ahead in the polls right now. And I don't agree with everything Donald Trump says, not even close. However, I do agree with him that John McCain is no hero, and there's lots of proof to bear that out. And he certainly has never been a hero to veterans. However, be that as it may, I have said this on numerous shows and writings that I've done. If we take everything that we know about the border that has been reported and that we know about the lack of security at the border, times that by 10, and that's how bad the situation there really is.
And that's probably putting it, you know, lightly.
Yeah, it could be more like 100.
I'm going to say goodbye to Jeffrey because we have some other callers. We have Paul from New Jersey. Paul, real quickly.
Hey, good morning. Yeah. Good morning, Sheriff Mack. And one thing is, there's a couple songs out by different Patriot singers. And one is, do not take the gun from my cold dead hands. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I have a book called.
He has a book called My Cold Dead Fingers.
I have a book called From My Cold Dead Fingers. It was my first book that I wrote way back when I was sheriff in 1994.
Yeah, and you were one of the best sheriffs we ever had. You and Joe down there on the border, Joe Archibald.
All right.
Well, thanks. Okay,
thank you.
Appreciate
God bless you all.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. We have Steve from Kansas, a different Steve. How are you today, Steve?
Hi, Beth. Hi,
what's
Richard.
What's on your mind?
Well, what I would like to hear a comment, or if Richard, you are familiar with this Sandra Bland. This car stop that occurred just recently occurred down in Texas. We have this is an ongoing, continuous thing on a daily basis of these car stops escalating either in someone getting beaten and in jail or shot, and whether or not what we do know, without anyone reaching beyond what we know, that there was a car stop based on a lane change with no turn signal. I have not seen any video that shows that, so we're just taking the officer's word for it. And what we do know is this young lady was put in jail, had a $5,000 bond put on her, and 3 days later she's dead in a jail cell.
A lot of unquestioned. A lot of unquestioned.
Well, regardless, this is a terrible, terrible situation.
Absolutely.
And this is going on of what they're calling policing for profit. I'm looking at this guy escalating this situation. He was going to continue doing something. He started by asking her if she was all right. Well, I don't know. Is he Dr. Phil? And yeah, she was irritated. Well, most people would be. And then ask her to stop smoking. And she said, I'm sitting in my car. I don't need to stop smoking. At that point, he puts a pen in his pocket. He knows what he's going to do. As far as I'm concerned, he reached his objective of what he was going to do. And I would just like to have you all, if you've heard about this, seen this, and Matt, your comments.
Yeah. Watched the video several times. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Of course. And the thing that it is the officer claimed that he made several attempts to de-escalate the situation. Well, just the opposite occurred. And this was a very poor performance from this officer. Mm-hmm. He might very well get fired over that. He's not responsible for the death. And the people who start screaming that she was murdered inside that jail cell have absolutely no evidence of that. And it's mere speculation on that. And for anybody to think that the officers wanted to somehow get in there and risk their jobs and lives and careers and their freedom to go in and kill somebody over this type of situation is just ridiculous. However, back to the original stop, Steve is absolutely correct that such a mundane, innocuous traffic infraction that really is not on the video, as he stated, but somebody being treated the way they were over a improper lane change? Oh, no way. And is it against the law to smoke while a cop talks to you? No, it is not.
And we're going into a break. Steve, do you want to hang on or you want to call it a day? We're going into a break. You can hang on. We've got some other callers holding. Be patient with us. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. That's Sheriff Richard Mack and Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided this book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We've been having a conversation with Steve from Kansas about what's going on with some of the stops and the cops that seem to be a little angry and, promote their heavyweight. And we need to close this up pretty quick, but I've got calls holding there. Steve, let's finish up.
Okay, I just wanted to say that Sandra Bland, regardless, without speculating, they're responsible. That sheriff's office is responsible for her once they arrest.
Oh yeah, they're going to get sued. They're going to get sued and lose, Steve. No question.
Here's a gal that had a job, which is pretty impressive in this day and age. I'm sure
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
He was excited about it. Okay, at this point, when she's sitting in a jail cell staring down, what was her job possibility then? Is if I put her myself in her position of looking at this and saying, you know, I'm going to be a little late to the job because I'm in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this person could think through all this as to what her mental state was or whatever. And,
quite frankly, Steve, let me add something there. The officer did this out of pride.
Yes.
Because she wasn't submissive to every one of his commands. And this was a pride arrest. This was not a legitimate threat to the community or public safety issue. This was the officer letting his pride get ahead of his brain. And he is in trouble. And, yes, the jail facility is in trouble, and they will lose a lawsuit. In fact, they will be making that family a deal very soon. And I'm sure because of her status in the medical profession, that will add to the amount that the family will get. I'm going to say right about $1.5 to $2 million that they will get. And, another case that I'm looking at also is LAPD Officer Mary O'Callaghan beats a black woman, and she dies. Mm-hmm. And officer was charged and criminally prosecuted, and she got 3 years, and the judge is kind of waiving 20 months of that. So this lady that helped kill this and probably killed Sandra Thomas with all intents and purposes is going to spend about 5 months in jail. And that's totally absurd, and this is why we need to go have them held accountable. They must be held accountable. And this officer in Texas and every other officer, if they do something wrong, they've got to be held accountable. And this goes back to what I've said about all these situations. Steve and I have talked about this before. The training in America of our officers is lacking. It's wrong. It's backwards. And we need to start revamping how we train these officers, or these types of incidents are going to continue to happen.
All right. Steve, I appreciate your call. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, a couple things quickly. Fact is, yes, these people are being trained this way, Mac. And this isn't 35 or 40 years ago. We're all older people. And the thing that caught me by surprise was I was just looking at this from a thing of 35 or 40 years ago, which really we had men doing this job, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, people trained like this. And this is how they're being trained, and I think this is extremely intolerable and very dangerous. And the second thing quickly is that they keep trying to turn this into a race thing, a racial thing.
Yeah.
And there's just as many white people, and believe me, we know, they're going after everybody. They're using the people for food, and personally, I can't stand it. And so thank you very much for both your time, and this is the reason we need a show like Beth Ann's, so we can get on here and let people know about this.
Thank you,
Steve. Thank you all.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, what's on your mind today? Are you there, Larry?
Yes.
Oh, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, what you were just talking about right there, that was part of that robot factory like that guy was talking about. It's not just a factory, one organization. It's a bunch of things. It's that makes up the whole deal. It's the prosecutors. It's drugs and people that come in illegally, and they just, like that man that shot that woman out there in California. The prosecutors should have. The ones they're supposed to leave, keep in jail, they letting out, and the ones that they should have lunacy on, they're like giving them harder sentences. That's what's wrong with Baltimore.
Well, you know, they were talking about Kate's Law, and I don't know all the details on Kate's Law. Larry or Sheriff Mack, but I was thinking, you know, they were talking about, somebody mentioned they would have to get X amount of years in jail, and if they came back again, they'd get another X amount added on to that, and it went on and on and on, and I'm thinking, you know what, why should we be housing them? And now this is going to sound really, really mean, I guess, or really, really hard. But when one of them does what they did to Kate, and many, many others have been killed or brutalized or raped or whatever, I'm for the death penalty. You know, they're not citizens here. They're killing citizens here. They're taking advantage of this country. They're here illegally, and if they're going to commit crimes, especially these violent crimes, I don't think we should house them for 5 years, 10 years, or a lifetime. I think they should have the death penalty. That's just me. I came up with that in my head 2 days ago.
I'll be late in Texas. The cop arrested the moment. Okay, well, it's a prosecutor that is, when she's sitting in jail, she's saying about the prosecutor, what the prosecutor going to give to her. You know, it's part of his deal, too. It's not just the cop arresting the woman.
Well,
I'm not against the death penalty, but I don't trust our government to do that right any more than they do anything else right. But all of that could be taken care of if they would do their job, their constitutional assignment in securing the border,
which they're not doing,
which they refuse to do.
Yeah,
right.
Turning off these people that shooting the places up, but the internet, it's the justice system, it's a bunch of things. It's not just one. Place, one factory.
Absolutely. Larry, I'm going to let you go. I've got people holding, okay? I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. You know, Sheriff, they're not taking care of the borders. And,
no.
You know, perhaps we can call him a hero in war because he was captured and he was tortured, and we none know how we would behave under such situations. But McCain, he went against his governor back, I think that was 2007 or 2008, when she came up with a plan. It was just laws. It was just immigration laws. And they mirrored the federal immigration laws, and he went against her. He has not been heroic as a senator for the American people or for the people in Arizona.
Nor does it qualify you to be a senator or a president that you got captured.
That's right. Absolutely. We have Annette from West Virginia. Annette, what's on your mind today?
Biblical law has an answer for every single crime. The trouble is that Henry Ford, way back in 1922, knew about the international cabal wanting to destroy the world through their empire, and he published articles which are now in a book called The Protocols, and you could get that book from Tex Mars.
Okay.
Get the book, The Protocols. That I called to answer that man's question. He said, "What source can I refer to get the answers I need?" Well, Tex Mars put this book together, and Henry Ford, who wrote the Dearborn Independent, he was the inventor of the Ford Motor vehicle.
Right.
And he was a very wise man and very patriotic.
We're going into a break. I appreciate the call and the information. Thank you, Annette. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. And we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. We have Sheriff Richard Mack here today. I hope you're having fun, Sheriff. It's usually a lot of fun on Fridays.
Absolutely.
877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. When we come back, if you don't give us a holler, I'm going to talk to Sheriff Mack about this Iran deal, Congress and the UN. 877-895-5410. And Sheriff and Beth Ann will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. We have had a bunch of Nagaba callers today, which is what I love. And I've got some holding yet and probably some others to call in. I'm going to ask you to keep it quick and short because we are running out of time. I have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Thanks. Fine. Thanks for taking my call. Talking about the woman who hung herself, I agree with Sheriff Max that there's no evidence there, that there couldn't be a conviction without evidence. The thing I'm thinking of is she got arrested for not putting out her cigarette, and there's no law that says she has to put out her cigarette when she's sitting in her own car. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of false imprisonment and false arrest. I want to cite at 32 Amster, second, Section 8 on false imprisonment, page 51, they say in there that damages need not be proved, you know, as to a false imprisonment. So, and they cite about three cases in there,
okay.
In Amger. And I'm just thinking that the family would have a, you know, pretty good prima facie case about false imprisonment. And a lot of these things I see on the YouTubes where, you know, unreasonable arrests and things like that. I think, you know, if it's possible to take care of those, you know, in the civil rights statutes in the federal courts.
Okay.
If they push this criminally or civilly, they're going to be pretty successful either way. I think civilly is how they're going to go, though, and they're going to win a huge amount.
Absolutely. Okay, appreciate it, Tom. We're going to move on. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Good. Good. Thank you, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
Sheriff Mack, I hope you're feeling better. and recovering well.
I am, thank
well.
You. I am, thank
I was concerned because we've heard a lot about these red lists, blue lists, and green lists, and how our troops are going to respond to orders that are being given to them after all these high-ranking officers are being purged, these decent constitutional officers are being purged, and other ones are coming in, and how supposedly a lot of our troops are now under UN direction, according to, I guess it was President Nixon and his executive orders back then when he signed us over under the UN direction. How are our troops going to know what to do? And, you know, do we have support of them as to not following these unconstitutional orders, firing on?
We've got to hurry up here. We're about to run out of time. We've got callers holding. Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Sheriff Mack.
Well, yeah, and that's just part of the problem, and we have got to have, again, I have to tell everybody, get the book that was just advertised, Are You a David? Order it right through Beth Ann there. Everyone, all these answers are in that book that we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
I highly recommend the book.
Absolutely.
Are
it's
You
only,
a David?
And it's only $15. I've got that, and that's got everything on it. I've got the postage and everything. We're going to move on quickly to Cecil from the East Coast. Cecil, how are you today? Quickly for me, please.
Hey, I praise God Almighty for you coming through, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack. I want to bring a thing to the table. You know what? People ought to be scientific community out of with their microchip and their voiceless technology ought to be scaring the bejesus out of American people and the rest of the people around the world.
I'm not. I don't need to be scared, any more scared than I am right now.
All right. We're going to move on. We're going to move on, Cecil. We've got Regina. Real quick, Regina, you called in yesterday, so you're going to have to make it quick.
H.R. 3009, I heard it this morning. The Sanctuary Cities Bill did pass. And my first reaction when I heard this, Sheriff Mack, was this man was not trained by you. He let this guy continually go. And the whining from the Democrat congressman from California was very apparent to me. They want the funding just like they want in the schools, despite what they do. And I believe the sanctuary city needs to be passed in the Senate. We know Obama is going to veto it anyways, but what you know, it shows more what he's standing for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's supporting the criminal activity from the border, and you're right, that idiot sheriff in San Francisco was never part of us and never trained by us. Absolutely.
H.R. 3009, call your senators, please. Tell them to vote for it.
Got it, Regina. Thanks so much, Beth and
Sheriff Mack.
Good call.
Appreciate it, Regina. You know, Sheriff Mack, I know you've fought a long, hard fight, and I keep fighting, too, and it's we've got to bring the truth. Everybody complains about the mainstream media, but we have got to keep bringing the truth to before the people, and Sheriff Mack has kind of taken not really a leave, but he's on a side note for now. He's going to do some teaching, and that's a good thing, because we got to start there, too, don't you think, Sheriff Mack?
Absolutely, and this is a wonderful charter school called Heritage Academy. It was founded by Dr. Cleon Skousen's people his group, and it's all based on the Constitution and the Founding Fathers and the principles that our country is founded upon, and I love that I am a teacher, and my subject is American history.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I love it. And so, yes, you know, we have not been able to continue very well financially, and I know that you're program has had the same problem.
Oh, we're struggling.
And I will do a shout out to the people. If you want to keep calling in on this show, you better financially support Beth Ann's show. It does not happen for free. The CSPOA does not happen for free. We have asked everybody to do $10 a month to the CSPOA. We're asking hundreds of people to do just a one-time $20 donation to Beth Ann's radio. I love her show. I know her personally as a very dear friend. And, folks, if you want these sort of things to continue, you got to put up.
you know, if we're going to be patriots, we got to stand together, and that's all part of it. Whether you're supporting my sponsors or supporting me, I've got just a couple that support me on a monthly basis with $20, and it really does help. I mean, I can't say it enough. And I thought the other day, if I could just get 500 people to send in $20, that would keep me on the air another 3 months. And you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, the phone companies and everyone else, they don't care what my patriotism is. You know, we started out the show and you said, when is enough going to be enough? And George Washington said, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And we are at that point where we need to start losing our patience.
Boy, absolutely correct. And we've all got to get involved with this. We've got to stand together.
Absolutely.
And we've got to focus on the solution that is within my book, Are You a David? And every American home should have that book in it.
And I've got them here. And if I run out, I'm sure Richard will send me some more so I can do that again. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Good luck with the teaching job. I know you're going to be great. Wished I could be a student in the classroom. I think it would be a lot of fun. I appreciate all that you do. We'll have you back here real soon. Free for all fun. Free for all Fridays. Just plain old fun with the people. Thank you so much, Richard, for all that you do. It's going to take every single one of us, my friends. We need you and you need us. You need me. I'm all by myself. It's going to take every one of us. There's only one way to bring America home, and that's for us to stand together, stand our ground, and bring America home.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.